using cells, T cells, for example, cannot distinguish between a normal cell and a cancer cell in the organ. All we can do is we can activate these T cells and say, go kill the whole organ, and cancer will die with it. So the only cells we have succeeded in killing, or the only organ we have succeeded in killing so far, is B cells, which are a kind of lymphoid cells in the body. Kill them, and then we replace B cell function by giving immunoglobulins for the rest of their time. We can't do that for the liver. We can't kill the liver and expect to replace it. That's why immune therapy using cells is not going to work.
Well, we're going to have to leave it there, but people can pick up the book and take it from there. Dr. Asra Raza, oncologist, professor of medicine at Columbia University, heads up the MDS Center, a form of bone marrow cancer. Her new book, The First Cell and the Human Cost of Pursuing Cancer to the Last. I'm Amy Goodman with Nermeen Sheikh.
You are listening to KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM. The time is 8 a.m. Next up is More Talk Radio with Cecil and Celeste. Then at 9 a.m., it's Old Mole Variety Hour.
Join KBOO by December 31st and receive free gifts and prizes from the Give Guide. Just click the donate banner on the KBOO app to keep community radio strong and vibrant in Portland and beyond.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the SJAC Holiday Fundraiser and Open Hours Launch Party on Sunday, December 29th from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Social Justice Action Center in Portland. The Social Justice Action Center provides community space, access to a commercial kitchen, and now new open hours. The launch party will provide information about new programs, opportunities to volunteer, and more. Again, that's the SJAC Holiday Fundraiser and Open Hours Launch Party on Sunday, December 29th at the Social Justice Action Center, 400 Southeast 12th Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Good morning. You are listening to KBOO 90.7 FM in Portland, 91.9 in Hood River, 104.3 in Corvallis, Albany, KBOO.FM via the World Wide Web. And today, we are broadcasting, and every day, but today is December 23rd, 2019. This is More Talk Radio, and my name is Cecil Prescott. Let me give you our phone numbers so that you may participate in our conversations. 503-231-8187. Again, those numbers are 503-231-8187. I particularly like rising up early in the morning. The stillness, the darkness, the silence. It's a time for me in which I begin to settle myself. When the world is not moving, and when it is dark, there's a stillness and a silence that for some is fearful, but for others it is comforting. For in that stillness and darkness and silence, I think one can hear, one can see light, and one can feel movement. But we must settle ourselves in the silence and in the darkness and be still. suddenly. There is the movement of individuals and the noise and the clatter of objects. The darkness fades away, and light slowly appears. And it becomes brighter and brighter, and louder and louder. And movement becomes more frenetic. What is that all about? Coming to the radio station this morning, I notice there seemed to be, even in those early hours, even less traffic than normal. And when I got on the bus, there were fewer people than normal. I rejoiced in the fact that I was able to get a seat and had a choice of where to sit on the bus, unlike some mornings when it is very crowded. And I suppose that means in part that people are either taking time off or away from work because of this is a season of holidays and people have other obligations. But there is something about the fact that there were not as many people and there was not as much noise and there was a stillness even on the bus in the city this morning at 6:30. All of this, I suppose, is a way in which we can begin to examine our lives. And like so many of us, maybe some of you even, there is the natural tendency to, when we wake up, to look at our phones and to see what we check our emails and our social media accounts and find out all that we lost out of or missed during those hours in which we tried to go to sleep. Well, this morning we want to speak about and participate on what is that all about? That thing that Celeste finally shared with me a name for that.
Don't blame me.
You gave me an explanation, but it's sort of like, you know, I get to my social media and I'm just flashing through and all the people with their pictures of all the great things they are doing and all the wonderful food that they are eating and the pictures and the events I wish I had participated in, and then I think I might be attacked by that social, physiological, psychological sickness, maybe?
Mm. Yeah, that would be a good name for it. Well, what we talked about is something that I try to escape. And it's something that my pun for the coming year is going to be, I'm going to have 2020 foresight, mm-hmm. Okay? Because it's 2020, you get it. But,
it is 2020, okay. I just caught that. It will be 2020, wow.
Yeah, oh, cool. I've been thinking about that for a long time. But, okay, let me get back to the point here. That was good. The look on your face was precious. But, you know, it has a name. It is a real experience. It has even its own visceral phenomena. You know, you feel it in your gut. And it has not only been named, it's been commodified. And it is called FOMO.
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 Okay. What is FOMO? Gentle, dear listeners, it's called the fear of missing out. So let us go back for a moment when Cecil was describing that beautiful moment when you first awake and for a brief second you're between sleep and wake and you're just starting to stir and you have a unity, a oneness with everything around you and you are at peace because you have a unity, a oneness with everything around you and you feel a connection and you feel that you are flowing into anything and everything and everything and anything's flowing into you. And there it is. All of a sudden, that wonderful peace and oneness is broken when you think, oh, wait a minute, hold on. What's today? Oh, yeah. I don't have anything special planned today. I wonder what I'm missing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And perhaps you heard the first buzz of your phone, or maybe there was the thud of the newspaper hitting your front door. And either one of those, maybe even more, could bring you the fact that there is news coming. News about something you're not doing.
Right.
Because you're laying in bed and you're enjoying that state of oneness with all. I mean, if you stop and think about it, if you got oneness with all, how could you be missing out on anything?
Wow.
Now, to me, that's one of those, you know, points in life where you're not quite sure why you're thinking about it. Mm-hmm. But the point is, here at the cusp of 2019, in the midst of us preparing for the 2024 site, there has been a commodification of this particular phenomena that causes us to worry about what's going on. Well, I was telling Cecil, I decided that I was not going to sucker for this, especially when back in, I think it was 2018, it hit me what was going on. You know, it's yet another situation that had been commodified. And just so that we're all on the same page, let me define commodify for you. It's to take something and turn it into or treat it as a commodity. In other words, some kind of essence or element or building block that can be sold or used to make something or in some kind of way is essential to life. And a commodity is something that can be bought or sold. Okay, so it's been monetized. So we've monetized this considerable strange feeling and phenomena, and people now are finding themselves being inundated with FOMO in every aspect of their life. It's like, did you buy this car?
Yeah.
You missing out. Did you see the latest movie? Oh, everybody's watching this on whatever streaming service there is. Not only have you not seen the movie, you don't have streaming service? You mean you haven't cut the cord? Oh, well, I went down to Belize last week on this wonderful cruise ship. Well, I flew an airplane.
Wow.
Well, I didn't. I rode a bicycle, and I left a smaller carbon footprint. Smaller carbon footprint? Oh, I took a plane. Mm. I bet there was extra joy in that, wasn't it? Well, you missed out. Everything's been commodified.
Yes.
But I decided that I was going to take, back in 2018, a whole different approach. And it had not been named yet. I actually called mine P-W-O-M-O, Peace with Missing Out. They have a name for it now. It's called JOMO.
JOMO.
Mm-hmm. Joy of Missing Out. Mm-hmm. So my question for you, because there's so much, I mean, we sat up and we looked at the news. I looked at it for 2 weeks trying to figure out how we're going to end the year. I decided there's too much bad news. So we're going to talk about how we're going to look at the coming year. And are you FOMO or are you JOMO?
Fear of missing out or...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, do you have fear of missing out
and
engaged in that, or do you have joy of missing out? In other words, things are happening all the time. Impossible, wonderful things are happening every day. And I can't do them all. And everything in life is a trade-off. So I'm going to pick something that resonates with me. I'm going to go somewhere that resonates with me. I don't care what my friends were doing and posted on Snap or Insta or Face. You know, mm-hmm. I'm not going to roll like that. I didn't call them up and say, what you doing? In the hopes that I either have a chance to learn something new and leapfrog them, or maybe feel bad about the fact that I didn't get to do what they were doing. No, I'm not. Are you FOMO or JOMO? And think about it for a moment. Now, how have you been living your life? If you've been keeping up with certain aspects of news, you know, maybe it's the impeachment. I don't know. Maybe it's that looming recession that they keep telling us, here it is. No, wait. No, there's no recession. Nope. Yes, there is. You know, who knows? Maybe it's the fact that Santa Claus just found out that the elves are on strike and that they have filed a ULP, unfair labor practice. Who knows?
Well,
you know?
Not only elves, I see in Germany that there's a real concern right now because there aren't enough people, aren't enough Santa Claus.
Oh my goodness. Why is there a dearth of Santa Claus? What happened?
It's unique to Germany. It was on, you know, I heard it on the news this morning as soon as I turned it on because I didn't want to miss out. But.
Oh my, that FOMO's got you. It's got you. And yes, there are deeper and heavier things that we could discuss for sure. But don't you sometimes wish that you could too bask in that P-W-O-M-O piece with missing out? The fact that you cannot know everything, you cannot buy everything, you cannot see everything, you cannot experience everything. For every moment that you took an inhalation, somebody else took an exhalation. Now, are you upset that you didn't exhale? Well, if you are, you're missing the whole point. You can't exhale and inhale at the same time. You must pick an action and commit to it. And then you're still alive. Did anybody stop and think about that for a moment? Well, I didn't exhale. But you inhaled and you're still alive.
You know.
And you didn't die.
And you're still here.
Life is not over.
Life continues.
Yes, it does.
Lisa Beyer, in an article, she talks about how to turn the FOMO into JOMO, and she lists several ways to do it. But as you suggested, you know, we're so anxious of missing out. And one thing that we might realize is that we don't need to go to every conference or every event. You know, while modern technology has made this possible, it certainly doesn't make it required. So I really don't have to do that.
No, you don't.
But you know, I'm getting stuff on my phone and on my laptop about this is the place to be in order to be self-actualized. I need to be there.
No. You need to just know who you are and what you want, and you need to have a moment of peace and figure it out. Because remember, it's not just a social phenomena that grew out of perhaps social media and wondering if somebody liked your like. It also has been commodified. So kind of like adding caffeine to everything or gluten to everything. Mm-hmm. You know, merchandisers and manufacturers and marketers and influencers even are all adding this FOMO ingredient to everything. So we want to hear from you. Give us a call, 503-231-8187. Okay, it's Monday morning. It's real close to the holidays, so I'm going to say it again. It's 503-231-8187. And tell us, are you FOMO or JOMO, and are you going to switch for 2024 site? We're going to go to our first caller of the morning who has awakened. Oh, no.
He didn't stay
long. What did you have? I hope you didn't have a moment of FOMO.
Again, our numbers are 503-231-8187. And Arthur, if you'd like to call back, we will hear your words. In the meantime, there's opportunity for others to call.
Well, you know, I just want to just go over some of the headlines that were in mm-hmm. my news feeds this morning. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
For example, here's one that has already commodified FOMO. And what's funny is it's not only commodified the fear of missing out, but it's commodified a whole different way of looking at money. And so this is one of the, shall we call it, the pinnacle uses of FOMO. If you invested $5,000 in Lyft's IPO, this is how much money you'd have now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness, I didn't invest $5,000 in Lyft's IPO. I don't even have $5,000. Why am I worried about it? Because somebody told you you should. Oh, well, I'm worried now because I didn't have $5,000. How much would I have had? Doesn't matter. Uh-huh. You didn't have the $5,000. 231-8187. That's 503-231-8187. And join the conversation. And we'll go to our next caller. Thanks for holding. Michael, good morning.
Good morning. Well, I have the answer to FOMO.
Well, say you have your answer. Tell us what your answer is.
Mojo.
Okay.
My own joy overcomes.
Hey, I like that one.
That's great.
Yeah. So why are you a mojo instead of FOMO?
Well, first of all, I'm in my 70s, so I never got addicted to all this FOMO stuff and social media.
Well, there's more than social media where you find FOMO. Like I said, it's been commodified. It's everywhere. So you can have a fear of missing out by not having something as simple as a 2.5% return on your savings account.
Well, okay, but
yeah,
knock on wood, I've been reasonably successful at a number of things in my life, mm-hmm. and I'm happy with it, and someone else did better, but I don't care.
Yes. Okay. And tell us why you don't care.
Well, I think it comes down to I did my best in life and I did okay, and I'm happy where I ended up. Again, knock on wood. And, you know, it's good enough. There's such a thing as good enough.
Yes, there is. That is the point. Yeah, you know, and even though that is a way that you found to address the weapon, what do you call it? I can't even speak.
Weaponification.
There, thank you. A fear of missing out. You know, that's one that all of us can adopt. Your cure is one we all can adopt. You know, hey, I did the best I could. That's good enough, and I'm happy. And so, don't question your happiness.
So Michael, you began by, you know, stating that you're in your 70s and you at this point where you're comfortable and satisfied. Has it always been that way? Was there a point where you felt that, oh no, I'm missing out, or have you always conducted your life in a way in which you're comfortable and satisfied?
Well, I think that I'll tell you a very small story about, I think I've always had the ability to realize when it was good enough, and that's helped. Like, I was a computer science researcher, and I thought I was hot. I thought I was smart. I thought I was headed straight for the top. And I ended up getting a job right next door to Xerox in Palo Alto, where they invented all the stuff we have now, like mice and Windows and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I had previously thought my mind was like, I thought of my mind like a starship. Like, I was going out into the universe, and I was the hottest thing going. And I get to this place where they've invented all this stuff, and I meet these people who make me realize that I'm like a little kid at a parade sitting on the curb with a toy starship while the real starships go by. Mm. I mean, these people were just incredible. You never saw people so smart in your whole life. And it made me realize that, okay, I'm pretty good at what I do, but there are people who are so much better at that than, but it's okay because I got where I got, and I can do what I do, and I don't have to try to strive anymore to be like them because it's obvious that I'm never going to be like them. And that was okay with me. that I found my place and I was okay with it.
All right. And that really is the answer. And thank you so much for sharing that with us. And, you know, as 2020 foresight approaches, I wish you more mojo.
And I wish it for you guys, too. And Merry Christmas and have a good new year and all of that stuff.
All righty. I like that. Thank you so much.
You're listening to KBOO, More Talk Radio with Celeste, and I am Cecil. Our numbers are 503-231-8187. FOMO or JOMO or, oh, how did Michael put it?
No, he said mojo.
Mojo, mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's talk to David. Good morning, David.
Hey, morning. Yeah, greetings from San Francisco.
All right. Well, greetings. How's the weather down there? Are you swimming like we are?
No. As a matter of fact, I was hoping to ask you about that. No, we finally got the sun to break through, so it's sunny right now. Still chilly. It got down to like 32 last night, but it's got a sunny morning blazing through the window. That's nice for me.
All right.
Hey, you know, was it Mojo, FOMO, and JOMO? Yeah, this it's kind of funny. I don't know if you've ever heard of adrenaline freaks.
Oh, yes, I have. Mm-hmm. I've been accused of being one when I started skydiving.
Well, sure, yeah. And so the whole idea of, I just ride a bicycle down, you know, a couple of steep hills, and that'll get me covered.
Especially in San Francisco, where you're scared to walk down them because you feel like gravity and friction are not going to be your friends anymore.
That's exactly right, yeah. And doing that at night. in a society kind of way, it's, you know, politicians are supposed to be doing the slow and steady stuff, you mm-hmm. know, keep the potholes fixed, keep the sewers running sweet, make sure that the fresh water is coming out of the tap.
Yes.
Slow and steady wins the race, right?
Yes.
And the race in this case is civilization. Well, you get a whole bunch of adrenaline freaks who are at the top of government who are looking for excitement every day. Not only do they bust the budget, you know, because looking for excitement is expensive, and looking for excitement with the taxpayers' dollars is even worse. So, I've been a news junkie for years, but there's definitely a time to, get a calm going. And so it's kind of important that And in fact, one of the things that I noticed in the news today that might make a good Christmas present, you know, if many of our travails, the wars of the Middle East, are really being stirred up by the Saudi Arabians, and if you noticed in today's news, the execution of Khashoggi, they're going to kill the low-level people, but they're not going to go after the prince. And were that fake prince, and so the idea that he's going to be able to kill his witnesses against him, and he'll be able to stay in power is an awful thing. So if you think about what could America do to return to its previous reputation, and do a beautiful Christmas present for the people of Saudi Arabia, but offer them statehood. And then they don't have kings over in an American state.
Okay, you know something? I hate to say this, but we feel like we done fell off the train, let alone the train being derailed. Exactly what has this got to do with a personalized feeling of FOMO?
Oh, well, it's many of the daily problems that we're going through. The high cost of, taxes, our daily lives, get gasoline prices, the security state.
Okay, we got
all
that.
All of this stuff is on a daily basis based upon 9/11, and if 9/11 was the Saudi Arabian.
Okay, hold on. Like, we're way out in left field. Let's reel this in 30 seconds or less, please.
Well, the people of Saudi Arabia are peasants, and we need to give them statehood so we can get rid of those lousy kings.
Okay. That's not something the ordinary person has in their purview, but I thank you for giving us a global perspective on FOMO.
We got okay. a dream.
All righty. We'll go to our next caller. Thank you. You are listening to More Talk Radio here on your Community Connection, KBOO Portland, 90.7 in the metro area, 91.9 and all points east. In the south, it's 104.3, and everywhere, it's www.kboo.fm. Thank you. Go to our next caller. Thanks for waiting. Up. That was it. I don't know if I took too long giving the ID or what. So the phone number is 503-231-8187. And kind of let's bring it closer to home. And something that you actually have within your purview, you know, something you as a human being can do to affect your life. Now, I have to say, you know, for what it's worth, I do not have it in my little hands. I'm looking at my hands here for a moment. I don't have that power to give, you know, another sovereign nation, the people there, a statehood. I don't have that capacity. I do have the capacity, however, to say a prayer for them, try to, you know, make sure my electives know it's significant that we not meddle in that country's business or give them whatever support we promised that works for the grassroots, ordinary, everyday people, as opposed to the moneyed millions, who corporations and what have you, that controlled our lives and our world, you know. But more importantly, I'm talking about something closer to home, like, you know, making sure that you're satisfied with what you have and what you can achieve in your personal sphere of life. And that's where we can kick things like fear of missing out to the curb.
Well, that's important. A caller mentioned, you know, turning on the news this morning and being inundated with, you know, what's happened in Saudi Arabia, and that's important and necessary to know about.
Yes.
But one advice in terms of transforming FOMO into JOMO was the suggestion to stop looking at emails past 8 p.m. and before 8 a.m. Seriously, is it really worth spending the next 30 years anxious about emails? And there's that tendency because it's always so available that we feel that we're missing out. So if I just, you know, want to ignore you because there's that email I have to look at because it tells me about some event that's happening right now. And maybe the suggestion is to put some time limits on those things, and it's okay not to be, although it's we have the ability to have access to information 24/7, maybe we can limit that. I don't know. 503-231-8187. We're talking about FOMO and JOMO. And
yeah, who are you?
Continue to listen if you're not quite sure what we're talking about. But let's talk to Latali.
It looks like it might be Latali. Good morning.
Hello?
Yes.
Good morning. My name is Natalie.
Oh, Natalie. Okay. So much for new technology. I'm sorry. good morning, Natalie.
Good morning. And interesting that most of the people calling are a little bit on the older age. I'm in my 50s. And I think that the fear of missing out is really pervasive. And for me personally, what I have done many, many years ago in my late 20s and early 30s is I basically stopped watching television and I've become very selective as to which media I listen to. I can't stand commercials. It just crawls under my skin. And I think that as I, you know, weeded out all of that extraneous bombardment of commercials, a lot of the things didn't became much less important. And I think that the caller, a couple of callers before, said something that was very relevant, is that around that same time, around my 30s, I had gone through some strife, and I decided, you know, I know who I am, I know what my weaknesses are, and really, I think I'm a good person, I like myself. If somebody else doesn't like me, it's really their problem, it's not mine. And that self-contentment of I'm always trying to do my best, put my best foot forward, and the rest is really up to them, to the outside world. It's their problem if they have a problem with it. It gave me a sense of peace as well. And I think that the two somehow come together, that you have to start filtering out all of this bombardment, because it's really sensory brainwashing. It really affects your brain.
Well, that's why it gets under your skin, like you were saying. And its whole purpose is to do just that. It's designed to do that, you know?
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you have to be okay with internally, because I'm a naturopathic doctor as well, and I encounter this every day. What we're doing is so counterculture.
Yeah.
It is, you know, it's on so many levels, eating well, sleeping well, making priorities, engaging in certain ways in the world, are so counterculture that you have to be aware that you are really going against the grain of culture, and it takes a lot of strength and a lot of, you know, conviction to be willing to stay on it, because it's very easy to feel that you're not right, in a sense, because you're not firm. And so that was my piece, and I thank you very much. I think it's very relevant, of course, coming into 2020. And thank you very much for your show.
Well, thank you so much for your calls and contributing to our community wisdom. Take care, Natalie.
Natalie mentioned in terms of coming to a point where she was satisfied. She knowing who I am, which was so important. And for those who are a certain age, a little, you know, information that death of Ram Dass, you know, born Richard Alpert, who, you know, Timothy Leary and LSD, and went to India, I think, and gained enlightenment and finally found inspiration. He died yesterday in Maui, but it's an instant of someone who found enlightenment. I, you know, initially through psychedelic drugs, but later on through meditations, and became the author of many inspirational books. Our numbers are 503-231-8187. And Jordan, good morning. You're on the phone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So you FOMO or JOMO?
Well, now I'm JOMO, but you know, it's a constant practice.
Yes, that's true too. That's true. So talk.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So JOMO is kind of a relatively new idea to me. FOMO is always, it's like human nature, you know?
Yes. You know, and that's what they did. They just commodified it and then monetized it. So, like our last caller said, they're using it. They're hitting us over the heads with this constantly.
Yeah, all the time. I am a member of the counterculture group of Burning Man, which is a large event that allows you to explore your own autonomy. And through that, you get the choice, really, and it's in your face. You know, do you focus on all the things that are happening that you aren't doing? You know, your friends come back to your camp, they tell you all these awesome things that you miss. Or do you focus on the things that are making you happy? I really like that last caller about mojo, because that's a really strong point.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what am I doing right now that makes me happy? And learning to focus on that has been a really awesome practice.
Well, that's kind of how I came up with the piece with missing out. Mine is not as pretty as the other ones in terms of name, because you don't know what you want to call it. you know. But the bottom line is, you know, figure out where your center is and work with that. And when your friends come back and they tell you what wonderful experiences you have, well, if they're truly your friends, then you'll have that peace and that unity and that oneness. And when they're telling you their wonderful experience, well, it's like you were there. And then you didn't miss out on anything, you know, because, you know, we can't do everything. Everything has to be a trade-off. And trade-off is not a dismissive term. It's like, you know, like I was saying earlier, well, when you're exhaling, are you complaining that you weren't inhaling? You do them both. You pick one and you commit and you're still living. So I'm glad that you found it. Now, why is it a constant battle? And just out of curiosity, how old are you?
I am almost 30.
Okay, that's what I was hoping. We got a young person there. So how why is it a constant battle? Is it because of the way society is kind of focused right now, or you think it's a challenge that all young people have, or what makes it a constant battle for you to achieve that joy of missing out?
You know, I think the biggest part of that is the way that at least people in my age group disseminate information. It definitely revolves around instant gratification and social media.
Mm-hmm.
Like 100% of the time, everything happens instantly, and we get to create our own little realities in a digital form.
Mm-hmm.
So that has kind of rewired at least my friends and most of my friends. It's rewired the way that we think.
Yes.
You know, and I feel for the younger people going through this particular challenge because even though the fear of missing out has been around for centuries, as long as there's been people who weren't doing what their neighbors were doing, it's become even more intense and invasive and potent for you younger folks because, again, the instantaneous sharing of information makes it really painful. You're in the middle of a honeymoon of feeling really good about the choices you made, and then somebody invades that with all this noise about how their honeymoon is better than yours, you know, and it's
right.
Like, golly. But for people your age, if you were going to give them some advice on how to settle down into that peace with your decision and that focus on your own joy of missing out, what would you say to them?
Well, a couple things. The first is learn to feel compersion, because that is a practice that will help you in your life, not just for FOMO, but for all sorts of things.
Yes.
Compersion is feeling happy for someone else doing something that you're not doing, rather than feeling like you missed out on it.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And the other half of that is to learn to celebrate your own victories.
Amen on that.
I have a weekly practice with my friends. This is a tradition we started a couple years ago called Victory Ice Cream Thursdays.
Uh-huh.
Every Thursday, we gather as a group of friends, we buy ice cream, and then each of us goes around in a circle, and we list off one of our victories from the week before, and then eat a bite of ice cream, telling ourselves that we're worthy of it. And this is a practice that helps, over time, rewire that way of thinking.
Amazing.
I like that.
That's
I like
great.
That.
Thank you
Yes.
for sharing, Jordan.
Uh-huh. What's your favorite Victory ice cream flavor?
Oh, man. Definitely chocolate peanut butter.
All right. Okay. I have become a fan of chocolate peanut butter myself, too. So I celebrate you. And don't forget to celebrate Victory Thursday, which will be coming up this week,
this
y'all.
Week.
Yeah.
Or Tuesday or Wednesday or whatever day you want to celebrate your victories. But thanks for that. We appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Take care. Okay.
Bye-bye. I like that idea. Victory Thursday ice cream. Hey,
mm-hmm.
Like that.
No. I'm trying to figure out, well, if I'm having ice cream on one day, what can I have on the other day? And this is really scary. I think it's just because recently I found a particular type and brand of jerky I like. But I thought, ooh, there could be a jerky day, a Saturday jerky day victory.
Okay.
Victory. I don't know. Hey, make up your own routine. But the thing that's most important about what Jordan said is rewiring your brain so it becomes resistant to the bombardment of this commodification of this fear. You know, and as a couple of our callers, Natalie was one of them, said, you know, we have to remember that we're living counter to this culture when we're looking at ways of having peace and satisfaction with our particular center, our joy.
And as Natalie and just Jordan also recalls, it's constant. It isn't that it's a struggle. It isn't that, okay, I got it. Because, as you suggested, we're constantly bombarded by this, and so it's okay, you know, to realize that we are in this situation. You know, there's some days we're doing well, and some days not. And as Jordan suggested, creating that ritual where on Thursday get together with a group of friends and celebrate one another and re-center yourselves, ourselves. And today we begin again.
Yeah, and, you know, whether you want to name it my own joy of missing out, which is Mojo, which is, I think that was David. Mm-hmm. Or you want to be like me, and I can't even say mine, which is peace with missing out. Yeah, PWMOMO.
It's, well, move.
Yes, he don't know. It doesn't even, you know, it can go down the wrong path really quickly.
Yeah.
That P and that W just don't work together
don't
well.
Work together.
I tell you something that works together well, though. Your community connection, KBOO Portland, 90.7 here in the metro area. And look, some of you are still trying to figure out with your end of the year giving is going to be. I mean, you know, here it is, December 23rd, and you got, 8 days, and you're trying to figure out, well, who am I going to give my last little, you know, ducats to? And you could give it to your community connection, KBOO Portland, because what we try to do is we try to instill in you the right amount of information, news, and, okay, I'm going to say it, truth. and it helps you overcome that fear of missing out. You know, you know what's going on, and you can make informed choices. And sometimes the news might not be the best news. It might be difficult news to hear, but you're the better off of knowing it and not having it used and weaponized against you. You know, oh, I said it. I wasn't even thinking about it. I said weaponized. It came right out.
Focusing and say, oh no, this word is coming up in 3 seconds. Will I get it correct?
But we want to hear from you. This is Cecil and I's last show before 2024 sight, because we're going to take some time off and recover, you know. I want to send some shout outs to some folks while we're waiting on a call. I guess I should get the phone number one more time.
Yeah.
503-231-8187. Okay, now,
great. For
those of you who had a chance to come to our KBOO Portland book and record sale this weekend, we want to thank you. It was a bunch of fun. We had it over at one of our community partners, the Jupiter's Next, and the staff over there was fantastic. They made it happen for us. And we want to thank folks who came in. We want to thank folks who donated, too.
Yes.
We had a cornucopia overflowing with all forms of media, and it was a wonderful opportunity for us to have a social event for volunteers, meet folks who like to buy and swap media, and meet new partners and make one of our budgetary goals. It was wonderful. So thank you, everybody who bought something, everybody who donated something, all the volunteers who came and contributed their sweat equity, and to our partners, Jupiter Next. We thank everybody. Yes, that was fun. It was hard work, but it was fun. And I want to send a shout out to Tom Wendt because he sat in for me for my whole show because I was MIA. I was overworking. Over at the Book and Record Sale.
It takes a community to make this happen. And I also want to thank those who gave, those who participated, those who volunteered to make this community radio station be all that it would like to be. And speaking of all that we can be, our numbers are 503-231-8187. And coming up following this program, if you are listening live, is the Old Mole Variety Hour, followed by Locus Focus with Barbara Bernstein. At 11 a.m. is First Voices Radio. So all of this and more exciting programming right here on your community radio station, KBOO.
All right.
So, as you reminded us that we're approaching the end of a year and, I don't know where I've been. It's just connected like you suggested that 2020. Wow, it's be 2020. Wow.
Yeah.
And one of the things that people often do at the end of the year is make resolutions and whatever. And I thought it might be great to think about our conversation as if you don't like resolution, but in terms of transforming our fear into joy. Fear of missing out into joy of missing out or peace with
missing out.
Peace with missing
or
out.
Or mojo. My own joy.
My own joy.
Mm-hmm.
My own mojo. Oh, okay. I just go ahead. Yes. I'm kind of slow.
That's all just, right. Yeah. You started mojo. Out your day talking about how, you were having this moment of slow coming to consciousness and awakening.
Yes.
And so there's nothing wrong with going back into that kind of sensation and experience for a moment. Nothing wrong.
Okay. So our joy of this as we come towards the end of the year, part of my joy is being in fellowship and company with people in this community, and Celeste, I want to thank you for all the work that you are doing and
what you
mean for me, not only professionally but personally.
Well, thank you.
So thank
My
you
heart
for,
is touched.
For being a sign of joy for me.
Well, it's a mutual thing because I figure it this way. For every action is equal but opposite reaction. So that meant somewhere in my heart, in spirit and mind, etc., you've sparked a similar situation, reaction, resonance, response. And so it's kind of like you're getting back what you're giving me.
Well, yeah.
Hey, that's one way, I guess, of thinking why that kind of sums up why I have my peace with missing out, because I like to try to feel fully where I am and what I'm doing. Now, sometimes that can be painful,
yes.
Because sometimes you're in the middle of a painful experience. Maybe you're losing somebody that you care about, or you've lost a job, or something has upended your peace. But in feeling it, and recognizing that this is part of the life that you have, and using your own personal alchemy to change it and transmute it and grow, you do attain a certain measure of peace and equanimity, just calmness, I guess. And part of the thing is whether you are sharing with friends the joy that they've had of experiencing something, or sharing maybe a painful experience between you that one of you've had, you're not by yourself, And all of a sudden, you do have that oneness and that unity, and so you're not missing out on anything.
No, you're not. And it's interesting, as you were just sharing that, it recalls part of my meditation this morning, which maybe this is a lesson I need to hear over and over again, because it's strange. You're saying the same thing that I've read this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And in terms of being able to know where you are and knowing that things are sometimes wonderful and sometimes things are very painful. But in all those things, there are opportunities of learning and growth and messages or angels
mm-hmm.
in which we can learn and gain.
Yes.
And receive.
Yes.
And that's what I needed to hear today. And you just confirmed what I read at 5:30 this morning. So I cannot wait until what happens. Hey, I'm going to, what happens the rest of the day?
Well, whatever happens, you know, be fully in it. Know that there is no fear of missing out when you have either peace with missing out or your own joy with missing out, or, you know, as both Natalie and Jordan indicated, your own sort of counter society victory dance and celebration. You know, make that your plan for 2024 sight. You know, you can choose to have joy with missing out, because you're not missing. You're experiencing where you are fully at that moment. And then when you want to find out what was happening on the other side of the mountain, you can just ask your friends and be at one with them. What do you mean, other side of the mountain, Celeste? Okay, look, I just had a weird flashback. And here's kudos to my younger sister, Sharon. That was one of her favorite songs as a kid. The bear went over the mountain to see what he could see. And all that he could see was the other side of the mountain.
That's great.
I don't know where that came from.
Hey, I also want to... I don't have anything as witty as that, but I also want to thank not only you, but also thank our engineer, Ty.
Yay.
for coming in every day, and you know, I come into the studio and things are all over the place, and then Ty comes in and sort of like plug things in the right place and go back and forth and make things happen. So thank you so much.
Well, we want to thank the people who have called up and shared their strategies for getting through life, and that gives them 2024 sight for this new coming. And what I want to say is find your center, find your peace, you know, and find your victory celebration. I don't care whether it's jerky or ice cream, as long as it works for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And we will catch you. Now, today is December 23rd, and I'm looking at my calendar here so I can tell people truthfully, we'll be back on the 6th.
January 6th.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yep. And maybe we'll do a recap or not.
But it will be 2020.
Yes, it will be. Maybe we'll have some 2024 sight. All right. Well, we're going to go ahead on off a little early. We're going to kick in with our theme song and let it play a little bit. This song, as many people sometimes ask us, is George Howard, and it's Africa. And we want to thank you all for listening and keeping KBOO strong through 2019. And we'll hear you on the other side of the mountain.
This is Alyssa Pariah, your friendly neighborhood agitator, the host of The Struggle, every Friday from 7 to 8 p.m. Listen to KBOO Community Radio, 90.7 FM and online at kbu.fm. The Struggle is where organizers and activists doing good in the community come to discuss their work, to get you to support them, maybe even join them. Remember The Struggle, every Friday, 7 to 8 p.m., KBOO Community Radio.
They didn't decide how they can protect the animals or the environment or people more. Instead, they were like, well, how can we protect ourselves? And from that, they developed these protocols where prior to any large storm event, they're actually now locking all animals inside, boarding up the facilities, and bolt locking them with multiple different devices so that nobody can get in and nobody can get out.
You were just listening to Elizabeth Jones, also known as Ethically Elizabeth. She is an animal rights activist, a rescuer, marine biologist, and a conservationist. You can catch this episode of Voices for the Animals on December 27th at 10 a.m. right here on KBOO, or anytime after the 27th on kboo.fm/voicesfortheanimals, also on Google Play and iTunes.
Good morning. You are listening to KBOO 90.7 FM Portland and streaming at kboo.fm. This is Laurie Mercier, your host today for the Old Mole Variety Hour, where each Monday morning we provide interviews, reviews, and views from an underground perspective. Patricia Kohlberg is our engineer. The Old Mole burrows down to the roots of the great issues of our time, the struggles of ordinary people for democratic and sustainable ways of life. Today's Solstice show focuses on the climate crisis and the role of capitalism in propagating it. And